Hey everybody, welcome to another First Run Bald Movie. Tonight, Jim and I went forth to see Hobbs and Shaw presented by the Fast and Furious franchise. Jim, what did you think?
Fast and Furious, Schmast and Furious. I thought it was a pretty good Fast and Furious movie. I have very minor complaints, but ultimately they are far outweighed by the crazy action, the jokes, everything you want to see from a Fast and Furious movie.
I think it's far and away the best Fast and Furious movie.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Like, because it kind of all the set pieces I think worked. They efficiently got from one to the other, and that's like one of the kind of funny things. Like, you think they jetpack around Westeros? They get around the globe like Jack Bauer gets around L.A. during rush hour traffic.
They did have help. But sure, yeah, I feel you.
But it's damn near the perfect action movie, especially if you're talking about like PG-13 action movies. And okay. I think this movie is just working its ass off to entertain you at multiple levels at almost every time.
I don't know if they can ever top dragging the safe through the city, that massive vault through the city. That's maybe my favorite all time. You know, it's CG, but stunt, I'll call it that they've ever done.
You didn't think the human truck Samoapede didn't...
Don't spoil too much.
It's in the truck fucking trailer. In the truck and trailer.
It didn't quite get there, but it was good.
Yeah.
It was absolutely good.
Yeah. And there's a couple of third act problems, and you could debate amongst like the six set pieces if they needed six. Maybe if they'd gone home at five and gotten this at like a tight 1 hour, 45 minutes, it wouldn't be a stronger movie. And they clearly want to do more of these.
Oh, they will do more of these. Yeah. I mean, you don't start Fast and Furious Presents series unless you have a lot more of these planned.
Yeah. And I mean, I remember like one of the things when we started Bald Move is we kind of was lamenting the fall of the action hero, Jim. We're kind of in a new action renaissance.
Okay.
You got John Wick, you got Fast and Furious, you got...
I can buy that.
The Marvel series, which are, among other things, pretty good action films.
Aside from Dave Bautista trying desperately to squander his youth, what little he has left
of it. Trying to make
it
up for lost time. That's the thing. Dave, go back and look at Rock's early movie career.
And do the exact opposite.
You don't have to do that. Although, I guess The Rock might say, hey, Dave, get paid.
Hey, look, Dave, if they want a monkey to fuck your face, you let them.
You let that monkey fuck
you
that
let
face.
Him. You know how much money I made off that?
You take some crap off a Stifler, you slap him around in some... poor Dave Bautista, man. That's the thing. You hate to see a big man go to waste.
I hear Stuber, not very good.
Nah, really?
What I hear.
And he's got another one that I think is like essentially the sequel or prequel to Stuber. But we're not here.
It seems like a kindergarten cop.
We're not here to make fun of Dave Bautista. We're here to honor Dwayne The Rock Johnson and who's the other guy?
Jason Statham. Statham.
I just think they have great chemistry. It wouldn't surprise me because, you know, one of the delights of the Fast and Furious, them playing on the Fast and Furious, is they're like epic kind of verbal sparring matches.
Yep. That's my favorite part of this movie, actually.
It wouldn't surprise me if these things were entirely impromptu. Or improv.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, The Rock is one of the premier on-mic talents the Worldwide Wrestling Entertainment Federation, whatever's ever had. And Statham, I mean, I don't know.
We get to spoilers. They lean into that.
What?
They lean into The Rock's persona.
And there's like so many like wrestling references. I noticed these two are the like executive producers of the film. It's almost like they're both over the writer's shoulder saying like, oh, you know, make sure you put my transporter shit in there. And The Rock's like, you know, don't forget I can do that eyebrow thing. And you know, I know how to slam a man through the canvas. It's just a lot of fun. Yeah, and also the other thing that I think elevates these over even some of the 80s action of movies is that they managed to have better characters and heart. like, just, I mean, you've seen the trailers. It's not a spoiler to say the Rock gets to reconnect with his familial roots.
Uh-huh.
And that shit is so fucking thin. They cast really great talent, and the Rock is charismatic as hell. And I swear to God, there were people like sniffling in the theater during some of the emotional moments of this movie. I'm like, this is the same crowd that was just like cheering and oohing and aahing over all the explosions and all the punches and all that kind of stuff. They're really clever about finding ways to make all that action work.
And that's been the core of Fast and Furious since the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was funny because I had explained to my girlfriend, who is, believe it or not, never seen a Fast and Furious movie.
She's never been to, like...
There are 52 of them. She's not seen a damn one.
Wow.
This was the first one she ever saw.
Wow.
And I had to explain to her kind of, you know, the roots of Fast and Furious are in that chop shop car culture. And they took themselves damn seriously in the beginning.
Yeah. No,
like, But what brought me to that is to say that, like, the first movie, it was all about family, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Vin Diesel, his whole thing in those movies is family.
I think you pronounce it, it's more like family. yeah. It's all about family and Coronas.
Yeah, so I feel like that is the core. And I think they are able to sort of trade on the work that previous Fast and Furious movies have done in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime they say the word family, like... everything from previous movies comes rushing back, and you can kind of carry that baggage through.
Right.
So no matter how thin it is, when The Rock comes up with the... I mean, it's so preposterous. It's so fucking preposterous how they... The reason for action, the rationale for going to Samoa is fucking ridiculous. But, you know, it's family, and so it all works.
And it kind of works because, like, you know, they have these people who've been mortal enemies all their lives, and they throw them together, but it's like you dig underneath that surface layer, and there's always a thick helping of family.
Right.
Shaw's got family. Shaw's going to be fighting with his family. Shaw's going to be busting his family out of jail. Hobbs has got family. Hobbs got a whole fucking island full of family. but I love it. God
it's
help
so
me,
stupid,
I love it.
And it's
it
so
is
good.
So. That's the thing. It's
so
fucking
good.
This is adult. Well, I mean, I guess this is Three Stooges. This is the Three Stooges of action movies.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to be alive and witnessing them. I hope this movie makes a pile of money because I'm not bored of these movies. I want they could go full Disney Marvel with them and have like 3 a year. I want to see.
I feel like that's what they want to do. They've got the main line, and now they have Fast and Furious Presents.
I want to see who. What was Gal Gadot's character? Like, get Letty and Wonder Woman. I want to see Fast and Furious Presents Letty and Wonder Woman.
That's the thing. These things leak out of my head. These movies just leak out. Like,
right.
It's ridiculous how fast I forget these.
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you what Idris Elba's character's name is.
Brixton. But I only know that because Jason Statham says it like 8 times.
Okay.
And tomorrow I will have forgot it.
I don't know what Shaw's sister's name is, except she's Shaw, Mrs. Shaw, Miss Shaw.
Yeah, I don't know. She's his sister. I know that.
Hattie?
That could be right.
I mean, there's all these Letty, Hattie.
Does it matter? Like, none of this matters. Like,
The Rock's middle name is Rebecca, like, apparently.
Honestly, in the last movie, I didn't know Jason Statham's name.
Right.
When they said Hobbs and Shaw, I was like, oh, what is that? Like, if some sort of buddy cop detective
movie? Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then I heard it was Fast and Furious, and Jason Statham was in it. Oh, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, the baby carrier guy.
Yeah, right, that. But I didn't know his name.
It's real good. It's real good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had high expectations, and it completely met them. Cecily loved this movie. My son is over the fucking moon about this movie. I hope Cecily figures out some way to put him to bed, because he was ready to do full-on parkour. He was trying to wrestle me in the parking lot. He's just like, this is just full of this movie is full of go juice.
How many has he seen?
None. This is his first introduction to Fast and Furious.
I have a feeling he's going to be disappointed if he goes back and watches others.
Well, I don't. Maybe. Because, like, the other thing, I was kind of worried that, you know, he saw John Wick.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking that, like, you know, this is a PG-13 action movie, but it's just a different kind. Like, they're, you know, they're.
It's not as gory.
It's an action movie in the same way that Logan's a superhero movie. You know, they're just different. They're different beasts. You know, Logan and Ant-Man are in the same technical universe, but they're light years apart. And the thing is you're talking about this being a Fast and Furious movie. I actually, 3/4 of the way through this movie, had almost forgotten.
Until they start using cars.
Then
more.
They go to his brother's chop shop. Uh-huh. That's that the whole world flies their motorcycles and classic cars too. Because
I almost feel like there's nothing we could say to spoil this movie.
No,
because.
No,
they're
all ridiculous set pieces that are stitched together in some of the most laugh out loud ridiculous ways.
Yeah,
like, you know, hey, we're in fucking France and we need to get to Moscow, so we'll literally have a 5-second scene of I think the U.S. Air Force literally bombs them out of an F-22. That's how they got delivered to that site.
I think so.
Yeah, no, you can't spoil it. It's great. And that's the thing is, like, the trailer was so fucking jacked of awesome moments that was the one thought I'm like, oh man, they're really opening up the kimono and giving us a view.
Mm-hmm. The silk kimono and hurricane.
That's right. The silk, it's like a silk kimono and hurricane. I thought that to say, oh man, it's one of those things where it's like everything good is right there in the screen, but no, the whole fucking, this movie might slow down for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Maybe all total, all transitions, all quiet moments. Like, you know, all the moments in Fast and Furious where Dom's out with Letty on a fucking balcony at night and he's drinking a Corona and talking about family. That maybe 10 minutes of the 2-hour and 50-minute runtime.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I love it. Anything else you want to say non-spoilery?
No.
Here's what's new in premium content for our club members.
Executive producers get to exercise their voting fingers again this week with another prestige movie poll. This week's nominees are Mystic River, The Last Samurai, and Secondhand Lions. Take your pick and seal our fate.
This Monday on the Premium feed, we open up the books and deliver a State of the Empire podcast, talking about the current condition of Bald Move and our plans for this year.
This Friday, it's Lunch 420, which given last weekend seems like a tragic missed opportunity. Ah well, lunch will be served piping hot at 1 p.m. Eastern. Come join live or warm up some leftovers when lunch is released in podcast form later that day.
If you want more Bald Move in your life, head over to support.baldmove.com to find out how you can get tons of bonus audio and video content plus ad-free feeds.
Let's get to the trailers because I think we got some new ones. I got hit right off the bat, speaking of The Rock, Jumanji, The Next Level.
Is this a sequel to the remake they did?
Yeah, so apparently this one, you didn't see the last one. It's real good.
No, I didn't.
It's a real crowd pleaser, fun for the whole family.
So
they updated Jumanji from board game to video game. This somehow, I think grandparents of the kids that got sucked into the video game somehow get sucked into the video game. So like all these old people, but it's the same like core video game characters. You got The Rock, you got Jack Black, you got whoever plays Nova from Guardians of the Galaxy, and you've got Kevin Hart. Mm-hmm. And it's like I thought the first Jumanji remake was real fun. This looks like a lot of fun too. The Kingsman. This is a prequel to The Kingsman.
All right, another ridiculous action series that I'm excited about.
With Ralph Fiennes as kind of the, Colin Firth character.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it's set in either World War One or Two. I can't tell because like, I feel like the UK just didn't update their uniforms in any of the World Wars. It's like...
Yeah, they're still using him.
Yeah, you got those big, wide, kind of wok stir-fry pans, and mm-hmm. you got the pea coats, and it's good enough. It's good enough. Lots of trenches. I feel like all these World War One movies should be executive produced, have an executive producer credit by Dan Carlin. Because I swear to God, like, 100 different movie producers listened to his Countdown to Armageddon.
Oh. They got all hyped about
and
World
War like,
I.
Oh, wow, yeah, we've, you know...
You know, that was a good war. We should do that.
Yeah, there's still a rich mine of shocking human depravity right. that people haven't really seen.
Have we really seen Verdun?
Yeah.
Let's hit
them up with them lunar landscapes.
Yeah.
I actually really liked The Kingsman. I was kind of shaky on the first one. But the stunts are really good. I thought the second one was everything a sequel to that series needs to be. Mm-hmm. Prequel? Why the hell not? Ready or Not.
What,
or as you refer to it, The White Folks Get Out.
Okay, yeah, where everybody's white.
Yeah, I feel so. The plot of this seems like there is a man who is the son of a board game empire family. They own a bunch of board games, and they have a tradition where on a wedding night, they have the bride and groom play a family game. And this one's hide and seek, but for whatever reason, it's like for real and with weapons, and they're trying to kill the bride by dawn to seal some kind of ritual. It looks like a bunch of nonsense. It might be fun. I feel like all these kind of purge style movies are just not for me.
I occasionally like them. Yeah. But not enough to see in a theater.
The one that kind of was interesting was The Office. There was one that was set in The Office where like,
yeah, the Bilko experiment. Is that,
was that it? Yeah. That one's the one that I kind of felt like I might wanted to see, might still see. 1917.
Yep, this is, I saw this one.
Another executive production by Dan Carlin.
This feels like Saving Private Ryan, except no, it feels kind of like Saving Private Ryan, except World War One,
the prequel.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just a man running parallel or like perpendicular to traffic. Yeah, when and, you know, it's like imagine Tom Hanks was just sprinting up and down Omaha Beach instead of across it. But yeah, it's the same thing. It's like you've got to run and relay this order to cancel this attack, or 1,500 men will die, including one of them that is your brother. Right. It stars a whole bunch of famous British people. Mm-hmm. If you like war movies, this looks like it might be one of the better ones. Did you finally see the trailer for Queen and Slim?
Yeah, I did. The Black Bonnie and Clyde.
Interesting setup. No.
I think so.
Yeah.
Could be cool.
We talked about it last week, so I don't want to super belabor the point, but I'm pretty excited to see what they do with that.
And then there's It Chapter 2. I got like an extended, pretty extended trailer for that.
I think I saw this one last week, too.
We won't talk too much about it, but
it looks real good. You haven't seen the first chapter yet?
Look, I haven't, no. And I asked my girlfriend, and she said it's less like scary horror and more like creepy horror.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd really be into it.
It's good.
You
check
it out.
My only complaint about it is it lets off the tension a little bit in the third act.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, a bunch of kids beat the monster. So, like,
that's how it goes.
Right. But that, like, there's a necessary amount of tension that's bled when that happens. All right. I think that's all the trailers we got. I don't know how much spoilers we're going to talk. This might just be us breaking down to set pieces and talking about, because there are some kind of ridiculous things that happen in the third act. There's a couple of the Walking Dead award for
day
questionable
night.
Transition of
I couldn't believe it.
Conditions.
Yeah, it gets rough toward the end. But.
Yeah, it gets hard at the bottom of that barrel. But we'll be in the spoiler section talking about that. And if this is the end of the line for you because you're not a club member, well, what are you waiting for? Go to club.baldmove.com. We got a bunch of movies coming up. August is a little slim pickings. We're going to keep our eye on it. But we know The Kitchen comes out next week. We're going to be seeing that. It 2 is coming out in September. Ad Astra. Rambo, Downton Abbey drops in the same day, and I think me, Jim, and Cecily are going to get a cage match to see which one we see.
Oh shit! I did see the Rambo Last Blood trailer tonight.
Oh, I've already seen it. What do you think
about it?
It's insane,
man. Ad Astra and Last Blood come out the same day.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well,
I want to see both those movies.
We bribe our way into a critic screening on Monday.
We go see
whichever one we didn't see on Thursday, and then Friday morning we see the last one. Or maybe me and Cecily will do
the last one. Oh, Downton
Abbey. Yeah, because you don't give a shit about Downton Abbey.
No, I don't.
Then we got the Joker. We got Zombieland 2. The Current War, which is a movie about the Tesla Edison kind of feud, Westinghouse feud,
starring
Bingersnatch, Cumberbuns,
yep,
and a couple other people. Who's the guy that plays the Beast? Nick
Fury.
No, no, it's the guy who plays the Beast on the X Men.
I don't know.
Anyway, it's got that.
I know his face. I don't know his name.
Lots of cool movies coming up. You want to be able to get all the spoiler filled reviewed goodness. And if you want to do that, go to club.baldmove.com and sign up today. If not, see you next time on The Kitchen.